Welcome to EWTN's Crucial Questions, Catholic Answers. I'm Father Regis Scanlon. I am a Capuchin Franciscan, Mid-American province from Denver, Colorado. I live at St. Francis of Assisi Friary there. I'd like to welcome you today for a consideration of a question, a crucial question, and it's this: where should we put the tabernacle of the church? Now, many Catholics are familiar with what Cardinal Bernardine, his statement that he made with regards to one of the Gallup polls that was taken in 1992, which said that 30%, only 30% of the faithful, believe what the Church teaches on the real presence of the Eucharist. That means 70% does not believe. There are no doubt various reasons for this failure in faith, or failure in knowledge of the faith. It could be dissent in theology. Could be poor teaching on the part of pastors and parents, for many reasons. But one reason may escape us because it is so obvious. As they say, it's plain as the nose on your face. And this is namely the position of the tabernacle in the church. Today, young Catholics are coming into church and not genuflecting at all. And a number of older Catholics are genuflecting to the center of the sanctuary, even though the Blessed Sacrament has been removed. One wonders, what were they taught, or are they genuflecting to the altar? I asked one person one time, why did you genuflect? The Blessed Sacrament's not up there. They said, I'm genuflecting to the cross. What were they taught? There is also confusion when incense is used at Mass. Incense indicates reverence, that which is holy. Now, the Blessed Sacrament is holier than the altar. It's holier than the lectionary. It's holier than the bishop, priests, ministers, and people. This is why the ceremonial of bishops, mandated by John Paul II, states that, quote, the Blessed Sacrament is incensed from a kneeling position and not from a standing position as in other incensations. And by the way, I want to tell you about, repeat again, as I have in others, about the ceremonial of bishops. Okay, you can buy this book, The Ceremonial Bishops, at your Catholic bookstore. And this is it's translated by International Commission of English in the Language, or English in the Liturgy, ISIL. And it's published by Liturgical Press, Collegeville, Minnesota, 1989. Now, the statement that I just mentioned, the Blessed Sacrament is incense from a kneeling position, can be found in number 94 of this book. It'd be good for you to see this book. But today it often happens that the altar, the lectionary, the bishop, priest, the ministers, and people are all incensed before the consecration at special festive masses. Yet the Blessed Sacrament and the tabernacle is ignored during this incensation. Even when it is right there in the sanctuary, it's ignored. And when the tabernacle is incensed, if it is incensed at all, rarely does one see the bishop or priest incense it from a kneeling position. These incensations leave the impression that the Blessed Sacrament is only as holy as these others, or not as holy. Now, the absent and misdirected genuflections of the people, and the overlooked or irregular incensations during Mass, all seem to be due to the removal of the tabernacle from the sanctuary. It has been a centuries-old tradition that the Blessed Sacrament was kept on the main altar, or on an altar apart from it, but right behind it, all in the center of the sanctuary. After the Second Vatican Council, however, some pastors concluded that the tabernacle should not remain in the middle of the sanctuary. They then removed the tabernacle to various places: the side of the main altar, the side of the church, a cavity in the wall of the church, the back of the church, the vestibule of the church. And I even found one place where they had the Blessed Sacrament in like a cupboard or closet with one kneeler, so that one person from the parish could go. And I guess they called that their Eucharistic chapel. This is another thing. They've removed the Blessed Sacrament. The practice is coming up of having a Eucharistic chapel separate from the churches. Now, the moving of the tabernacle to the Eucharistic chapels was actually recommended by the Roman congregations in two Vatican II documents, Eucharisticum Mysterium and Cene Paschalum. That's the general instruction of the Roman Missal. Eucharisticum Mysterium states this, quote, "It is therefore recommended that as far as possible the tabernacle be placed in a chapel distinct from the middle or center part of the church. Above all, in those churches where marriages and funerals take place frequently, and in places which are much visited for their artistic and historical treasures," unquote. And this is number 53, Eucharisticum Mysterium, published May 25th, 1997, Sacred Congregation of Rites. But the general instructions of the Roman Missal, they state this, quote, "It is highly recommended that the Holy Eucharist be reserved in a chapel suitable for private adoration and prayer. If this is impossible because of the structure of the church or local custom, it should be kept on an altar or other place in the church that is prominent and properly decorated." Once more, the environment and art in Catholic worship by the U.S. Bishops Committee on the Liturgy, which has no legal status at all, has dogmatized this recommendation that the Blessed Sacrament should be kept apart from the main body of the church. Now, but the more authoritative and the more recent Code of Canon Law and In Stabile Donum make no such recommendation. In Stabile Donum states that, quote, "The tabernacle in which the Eucharist is kept can be located on the altar or away from it in a spot of the church in which is very prominent, truly noble, and duly decorated, or in a chapel suitable for prayer and for adoration of the faithful." And In Stabile Donum states this in number 24 of the document. And this is by, the document is by the Sacred Congregation of the Sacraments of Divine Worship. And that was published in April 3rd, 1980. Now one can see that the Blessed Sacrament should be able to be kept apart from the church, from the main body of the church, so that there will be prayer and meditation by the faithful, because that's a parish. The cathedrals are parishes. One can see that the necessity of doing this in, let's say, a cathedral, that you would have a special side altar, a side chapel connected with the church, not apart from it, but connected with it, so that the lay people, the faithful, could come in and meditate and pray in those places where, like cathedrals, where you have a lot of traffic, you have visitors, especially in something like the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., or something like Notre Dame in Paris, that are historical. Well, you have people coming in that aren't Catholic. They don't know, understand that they should have reverence for the Blessed Sacrament. So one can understand that the Blessed Sacrament is a right to be reverenced, for one thing, and also that people have a right to private, be able to adore the Blessed Sacrament, pray before the Blessed Sacrament, if they're parishioners right there at the cathedral. And therefore, one can see the reasoning behind this. It makes a lot of sense to be able to permit this when it's necessary. We can see this, and this would be the case in cathedrals, many cathedrals, if not most cathedrals. And this is the most likely reason why the ceremonial for bishops, which is to direct bishops in how they conduct their liturgies at their cathedrals, it's precisely why they mention nothing about incensing the Blessed Sacrament, because they probably assume that the Blessed Sacrament will be part away from the main altar, and therefore when the bishop would come in to say Mass, he probably wouldn't go incense the Blessed Sacrament because it wouldn't be there where he's saying Mass. Perhaps the number of pastors have stopped incensing the Blessed Sacrament, which is right there in their sanctuaries, out of imitation of the bishops, because they don't incense the Blessed Sacrament. But the point is, but we have to look at this. Most churches do not have this problem of traffic. Most churches do not have this problem of traffic. Consequently, there is no good reason to move the Blessed Sacrament from the sanctuary in most churches. And once more, the negative effects of this moving of the Blessed Sacrament, of the tabernacle from the center of the sanctuary, have already been noted. Monsignor Peter J. Elliott mentions these negative effects in relation to the church documents, which direct the placing of the tabernacle in Eucharistic chapels. Monsignor Elliot states in his recent book, The Ceremonials of the Modern Roman Rite, he says this, quote, "Studying the development within these directives, we see first of all that Instabatae Donum modifies the favor for Eucharistic chapels in the General Instructions of the Roman Missal number 276. In the decade separating the two instructions, problems have arisen with a diminution of devotion of the Eucharist, not disassociated from inadequate attention to the place of reservation in new and renovated churches. This may explain why Canon 938.2 seems to reflect the mind in Instabatae Donum more than the general instruction of the Roman Missal and the instruction of Eucharistic worship. Canon 938.2 is not a mere synthesis of previous instructions. It corrects misinterpretations of those rules by saying only, quote, the tabernacle in which the Blessed Eucharist is reserved should be sited in a distinguished place, in a church or oratory, a place which is conspicuous, suitably adorned, and conducive to prayer, unquote. We are to see that locating a tabernacle on an altar always remains a valid option and is nowhere ruled out. Close the quote of Monsignor Elliot. Now, some of the negative effects of moving the tabernacle from the sanctuary in churches should have really been anticipated. The most prominent place in most churches and chapels is this up front and in the center of the sanctuary, where everyone faces when they come in and pray. You don't face to the side, you look forward, you look up front. Okay, so this is the most prominent place. Now, when the tabernacle is removed from the most prominent place, the faithful are left with the subconscious impression that the Blessed Sacrament has been slighted. If there's no good reason to move it, if there's no traffic, like in cathedrals, and one moves it, then the people sit there and say, well, why did Father move this? Why did he move the tabernacle? So they come to the conclusion, well, I guess they realize they made a mistake and gave too much devotion in the past to the Blessed Sacrament. Or maybe they realize that people are more important now than the Blessed Sacrament. This may not be the pastor's intention when he moves the Blessed Sacrament, but it is the most likely subliminal message that will be received by the people. When there is no good reason to move the Blessed Sacrament to a side altar, to a place where you can have private devotion, and you go ahead and do it, or just to move it to the side, just for moving it to the side, that's going to affect the people. They're going to think, we are to think less now of the Blessed Sacrament than we were before. And I believe this is what had happened. Now, also, if one moves the tabernacle to a side chapel, which is not prominent and in full view of the faithful, especially if it's not connected with the main body of the church, only those few people who come to Mass every day, come to daily Mass and receive the sacrament, only they will be conscious of the Blessed Sacrament. Because I say this because the priest will usually have a Mass in a side chapel during the day or during the week, and then on Sunday he has it in a big church. But these people who come on Sundays, they're not going to see the Blessed Sacrament at all if it's separated from the church. And so this presents a serious difficulty for those trying to conduct a complete catechesis of the Eucharist, especially when we want to teach the children about the Eucharist. Those people will come on Sunday with their children. They won't even be aware that there's a real presence of Blessed Sacrament being kept in their churches. Now, today one often hears a complaint from Catholic people that it is getting difficult to make one's Thanksgiving for communion in church after Mass, because people stand around and talk in church, even when the Blessed Sacrament is present. Could some of these gabby people be visitors from churches where the Blessed Sacrament has been removed to a side chapel? Possibly, huh? So another effect to moving the tabernacle out of the sanctuary into a separate Eucharistic chapel is that the church building becomes Protestantized. In other words, a church of God becomes a church of the people. A church of prayer becomes a church of fellowship. But our Lord said quite vehemently, quote, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, unquote, Matthew 21:13. Surely this complaint's also connected with another one. Monsignor Elliot points out the experience of loneliness which is beginning to pervade Catholic churches. He says that, quote, it is argued that the tabernacle is a distraction during liturgical celebration. Therefore, the area for celebration must be separate from the area of reservation. This extremism has done great harm, as can be inferred from the lingering complaint that now our church seems empty, unquote. That is really true, isn't it? You know, some of the reasons given for moving the Blessed Sacrament from the center, the front center of the church to the side or some corner, I've even seen it in the back of a church, hardly with any recognition. Some of the reasons given, they border on heresy. I heard one reason a person gave me was very simple. They said that the Mass is more important than the Blessed Sacrament. And therefore, only the altar should occupy the front center, not the Blessed Sacrament. They like to say that Jesus' active presence, they say, is more important than his static presence. This is really strange. However, we have to understand that the Sacred Congregation of Rites, they did state this. They said, quote, the main altar should be so placed and constructed that it is to always be seen to be the center of the assembly, unquote. Now, I say this, Sacred Congregation of Rites stated this in number 24, Eucharisticum Mysterium. But we have to look at the primary reason why they stated this. Why did they say this? They said this, the primary reason they gave why it should be in the center is this, quote, for the Eucharist contains the entire spiritual good of the church, namely Christ himself, our Passover and living bread, unquote. But the tabernacle also contains the entire spiritual good of the church, namely Christ himself, our Passover and living bread. And therefore, it too should be placed and so constructed that it always be seen to be the center of the assembly. Now, while it is true that the act of offering Mass is greater than the act of praying before the Blessed Sacrament, one must not misconstrue this to mean that the act of offering Mass is greater than the Blessed Sacrament itself. Pius XII pointed this out when he said this, quote, but is not he who offers sacrifice somehow greater than the sacrifice itself? So now we would like to speak to you about the Lord himself, and first of all to call your attention to the fact that in the Eucharist the church possesses the Lord flesh and blood, body and soul in divinity. Continuing, Pius XII states this, quote, the Lord is somehow greater than the altar and the sacrifice, unquote. Now you're going to find this is a very important document. It's Pius XII's address of Pius XII to the International Congress on Pastoral Liturgy on the Liturgical Movement to Presencia Christi, September 22, 1956. And it can be found in the Official Catholic Teachings, Worship and Liturgy by James J. McGovern, editor. And it's by Consortium Books, Wilmington, North Carolina, 1978. And you'll find this on page 174, where Pius XII says, the Lord is greater, the Lord, he means the Blessed Sacrament, is greater than both the altar and the sacrifice. But then the Pope asked this question. The Pope asked, is the tabernacle where dwells the Lord who has come down amongst his people greater than the altar and the sacrifice? Pope answers by saying this, quote, the altar is more important than the tabernacle, because on it is offered the Lord's sacrifice. In the tabernacle, on the other hand, he is present as long as the consecrated species lasts, yet is not making a permanent sacrificial offering. Pius XII says that one has a perfect right to distinguish between the offering of the sacrifice of the Mass and the cult of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Still, he insists, quote, an awareness of their unity is more important than a realization of their differences. It is one and the same Lord who is immolated on the altar and honored in the tabernacle, and who pours out his blessings from the tabernacle, unquote. And he says that on page 173 of the same document that I mentioned by Pius XII. Finally, the Pope states this, quote, a person who was thoroughly conceived of this would avoid many difficulties. He would be wary of exaggerating the significance of one to the detriment of the other, unquote. And he says that in page 172 to 173 of that same document. The Holy Pius XII is showing us very clearly that we must not play the Mass against the Blessed Sacrament, okay? Furthermore, Pius XII, while he objected to the separating, of the altar from the Blessed Sacrament, he also made something very clear. I want to repeat this, huh? Pius XII says that while the altar and sacrifice are greater and more important than the tabernacle, that's the precious metal box, they are not greater and more important than the Blessed Sacrament itself, which is in the tabernacle. And he says that we should stress the unity between the Mass and the Blessed Sacrament, and not their difference. Indeed, one must ask modern liturgists this question. What's wrong with having the tabernacle and the main altar both being in the center of the sanctuary on separate altars, in such a way that the Blessed Sacrament is the center of the faithful's attention unless the Eucharistic liturgy or some other sacred rite is being performed? What is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it. While Pius XII objected to separating the altar of sacrifice from the tabernacle, he objected because he did not want to see a disassociation of the Blessed Sacrament from the sacrifice of the altar. I'm going to say a really important quote from Pius XII. It's on page 174 of that document. I want you to listen to it. It sums up everything that we need to understand about this. He says this, quote, there is question not so much of the material presence of the tabernacle on the altar as of a tendency to which we should like to call your attention, that of a lessening of esteem for the presence and action of Christ in the tabernacle. The sacrifice of the altar is held sufficient, and the importance of him who accomplishes it is reduced. Yet the person of the Lord must hold the central place in worship, for it is his person that unifies the relations of the altar and the tabernacle and gives them their meaning. To separate tabernacle from altar is to separate two things which by their origin and their nature should remain united. Page 174 of that document. Now, the Holy Fathers, Paul VI and John Paul II, have both backed that statement up, that the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, the Lord Himself, holds the central place in our worship. And I want to quote to you Paul VI's statement. He says this, quote, further you realize, venerable brothers, that the Eucharist is reserved in churches or oratories to serve as the spiritual center of the religious community of a parish, a community indeed of the whole church and of the whole mankind, since it contains beneath the veil the species Christ, the invisible head of the church, the redeemer of the world, the center of all hearts by whom all things are and by whom they exist. Now, he said this in Mysterium Fidei, number 68. But John Paul II also states in the Code of Canon Law, 1983 Code of Canon Law, he says this, Christ's faithful are to hold the Blessed Eucharist in highest honor, as we talked about, and give it great adoration. But our Holy Father also made this statement. He says, quote, every member of the church, especially bishops and priests, must be vigilant in seeing that this sacrament of love shall be at the center of the life of the people of God, unquote. You'll find that in the Redeemer of Man, Redemptoris Hominis, March 4th, 1979, number 20. So you see, my brothers and sisters, you have Pius XII, you have Paul VI, you have John Paul II saying that Christ, the Blessed Sacrament, is to be at the center of our parish community, at the center of our hearts. Now, how can he be at the center of our hearts, the center of the parish community, the center of religious life, and not be the center and our churches are not in the most prominent place, the most prominent place? How can we give them the greatest adoration and not give them the most prominent place, which is normally up front and in the center of the church? So, we ask the question, where is the place for the Blessed Sacrament? Where should it be? Up front, in the center of the church, the most prominent place, not the second most prominent place, not the least most prominent place, certainly. So we give the Lord the greatest adoration by putting him where we, our hearts turn, where our eyes turn, when we come into church immediately. Now, if you wish to see have a little more on this matter, I have an article which I have written, and you'll find it in the Catholic Faith, edited by Father John Hardin, January, February issue, 1997. So you may send and get that article. And I would like to thank you for being here and invite you to join us again when we consider another crucial question, which will be, have the popes ever made a mistake in their teachings? Thank you.